Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Jordan Hale, talking Valley Falls girls basketball. The Lady Dragons in the regular season at 7-13. They go 6-10 in the Northeast Kansas League, and a couple losses to end the regular season, and certainly a close one. Let's go back to last Friday. What a heck of a game, Coach. 54-53. You end up falling in that game to JCN at home, but just a phenomenal contest. I know moral victories only go so far, but certainly had to give you and the girls some confidence and a great game that they played despite not quite getting the win last Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Last Friday was probably the single best game that we've played all year. I know, obviously, we didn't come out on top, but we shot the ball well. We played confident. We played free. And it was just good to see. You know, it was one of those nights where everything was kind of going our way, and they fed on that, and they fought. And, you know, we found ourselves in a little bit of a hole towards the end of the third quarter. We kind of got punched in the face a little bit, but we punched right back, which was great to see. Continued to knock down some shots. We shot 41% from three, which was probably our best on the year. And so I have been trying to express to the girls that, you know, we're capable of games like that. Obviously, like, if we just go out and we perform and we just play, then good things happen. But right now we're just a little bit inconsistent, and so we're hoping to see more of those nights as we move into the postseason.
This doesn't happen very often, but if I saw the box score right, I think you had four girls that all scored double digits. I believe Brown Darvo 10, Corey Kirkwood had 12, and Yates with 13. Is that right? Good balance.
Yeah, it was awesome. Everybody shared the ball very well, recognized each other for great passes, and I don't know that we've had four players in double figures since I started coaching, so that was an accomplishment in itself.
A much different game and a tough loss Tuesday this week. You follow up McLeod from the regular season finale, 35-28. And, man, for as good as you played against JCN, you had to be on the opposite end of the spectrum, frustrated, obviously, on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was completely night and day. where we were making shot after shot Friday night, it seemed like we couldn't buy a bucket to save our lives on Tuesday night. We missed layups, we missed threes. You know, I think I said we shot 41% from three on Friday night. Tuesday night's game, we shot 6%. And so seeing just a vast difference there shows how inconsistent we are from the outside. And, you know, defensively we did all right. We held them to 35 points, and eight of those points came from free throws at the end of the game. So if we would have been in a different position towards the end of the game where we weren't having to foul, I think that our defense could have maybe made up for the offensive side of things, but unfortunately the cards just weren't on the table for us.
Well, it's, you know, onward and upward. You can only control what's in front of you, and you get the play-in game now as you know, one of the bottom seeds in the 2A substate, but Oskaloosa on Saturday, and the winner getting Jackson Heights, but kind of an all-new season and a chance to kind of bounce back and feel good maybe Saturday going into substate next week.
Yeah, crazy things happen in the postseason, and that's what we're keep trying to preach to our girls. This will be the fourth time this season that we play Oski. We've won all three, but that doesn't necessarily mean this last one is going to go the same way that we want it to. We've got to come in with the right mindset and get after it right from the start, force some turnovers, capitalize on those turnovers, and maybe build some momentum for Monday night at Jackson Heights.
Well, best of luck, Coach, going forward. As always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
Jordan Hale, head coach of the Lady Dragons. We'll talk Valley Falls Boys Hoops next with Coach Katzmeyer.